Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
It is a chilly start for us this morning, but nice and calm here as we head into 2024. We'll talk about when these clouds could move on out coming up.
And the busy holiday travel period is wrapping up as many people are flying back home after the New Year's holiday. We'll give you a live look at the airport and break down the latest on cancellations and delays.
And from New York from Raleigh to New York and beyond, we'll look at the worldwide celebrations as we bid farewell to 2023 and welcome a brand new year. We welcome you. Thank you for joining us on this first day of 2024. I'm Ken Smith.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. You want to know how crazy I am? Mm-hmm. I set my alarm last night for 11:55 p.m. and I woke up and my boyfriend came in with a champagne flute and we toasted to 2024. And then he's like, all right, back to sleep.
Yeah, I went
back to sleep. Ken Smith was smart and he stayed asleep. But I love New Year's. I love it. I love it. It's a new year. But it's the same weather. Meteorologist Anthony Baglione with a look over Clinton. Another chilly start for our first day of 2024.
Yeah, chilly for us. Certainly, I really wanted to stay up and see the ball drop. I think this is the first time that I have not seen it. I went to bed like 9 o'clock-ish, watched some of the festivities, and then climbed in and got some sleep. So, you know, I totally feel that. Let's take a live look outside, though, right now. Definitely a cloudy start for us. Our Clinton camera, it is calm, though. You can rest easy. No problems for us today travel-wise. We look across the state. 32 degrees, the freezing mark there in Boone, 41 in Raleigh. A little bit closer to home, most of us are in still the upper 30s and low 40s. As opposed to yesterday, though, there was just a bit of a breeze in the morning that made our wind chill factor feel even worse. Today, that's not much of a factor. It might be 1 or 2 degrees cooler than the actual air temp currently. We have a cold front that's back to our west. This is going to come through today, and that's why we're seeing some cloud cover out there this morning. It will push on through, bring really no major impacts for us aside from the clouds. They get on out of here. You see Futurecast trying to sneak out a light shower. That should not happen. We're going to be nice and dry. There's the back edge of the front by about 5 o'clock. Coming up, though, here in just a little bit, I'll talk about when we could see our next potential better chance of some rain here as we head into 2024.
Anthony, thanks. And speaking of which, the new year is here and people are winding down after their celebrations, including a big party in downtown Raleigh. Yeah, that was the iconic acorn drop ringing in 2024 at the stroke of midnight. It was part of WRAL's first night Raleigh celebration. Tens of thousands of people gathered on Fayetteville Street to celebrate the start of this new year.
And people who attended First Night Raleigh enjoyed plenty of live music, rides, and food. Vendors explained to WRAL the impact the event has on their business.
It's a great event. I mean, everybody's happy. Everybody's in a good mood. Fayetteville Street has always been good to us, no matter what the event. The city of Raleigh always comes out. And when you've got an event like First Night, you've got people from all over Central North Carolina coming in for it.
And the acorn drop was cool. And the fireworks.
Yeah, and the fireworks. Yeah. They're really like rainbow colored and other stuff.
Yeah, it was good.
And of course, as the kids were saying, those beautiful fireworks follow the acorn drop, which is a favorite for so many, and you can see why. Well, the sheer volume of travelers over this holiday weekend could cause some trouble at the airports. Long lines at security have been a common sight at RDU over the holidays, and we expect to see them again today as a lot of people travel home. WRAL's Laura Levine has been live at RDU for us all morning long. Laura, it was super busy earlier this morning. How does it look now?
Michelle, people are heading home for the holidays, all returning back to RDU. We just saw a gentleman with some flowers in his hands, ready to welcome somebody who's going to be very pleased to see him. Here at the boards, we're looking at about 5 delays and 0 cancellations. So things are running smooth here at the airport. No lines at TSA. But the airport, I mean, they've had such a busy time here at RDU through that holiday season. The airport expected to close out 2023 with strong strong passenger traffic after a year of announcing new airlines, adding new destinations, and welcoming more passengers than what we've seen back in 2019. More than 403,000 people were projected to travel through TSA over the holiday season between December 18th and tomorrow, January 2nd. So that means RDU would serve about 22.5% more passengers than the same time last year. The airport also hired more staff, made sure that they had an increased number of guest experience ambassadors. We've seen some of them earlier this morning, and they're going to be back out here during some of those high peak hours that they typically see at the airport. Right now, things are quiet, but RDU is expecting things to pick up later throughout the day. We'll keep you updated on what we see here as the situation continues to evolve. Laura Levine, WREL News, live at RDU.
One person is hurt after a crash in Northeast Raleigh. WREL's breaking news tracker got this video from that scene. It happened on North Raleigh Boulevard and Westinghouse Boulevard near the 44401 interchange. The person involved is expected to be okay.
A tsunami alert has been issued after a 7.6 magnitude earthquake struck the western part of the country. It hit around 2 o'clock this morning, our time. According to the U.S. Geological Survey, powerful aftershocks followed that quake. People have been told to leave affected coastal areas as soon as possible. No immediate damage was reported. And back here at home, firefighters are working to figure out what caused a fire that destroyed a home in Moore County yesterday. Around 8 p.m., crews were called to the home on Pinewood Drive outside of West End. Firefighters say no one was home at the time. Crews from nearby stations were called in to help fight that fire.
Well, the Greensboro community mourning the death of a police officer shot and killed while off duty. A growing memorial at the Greensboro Police Department honors Sergeant Philip Dale Nix. Police say Nix witnessed a crime happening at the Sheets over the weekend. He approached the suspects. He was shot and died at the hospital. The department's social media post says Nix worked many assignments, including criminal investigations, as a detective, a patrol sergeant, and most recently supervisor of the Family Victims Unit. Nix was also a team leader for the peer support team for more than 12 years.
I think it shows the dedication of our police officers, whether they are on duty or off duty, that they are always focused on protecting our community and serving our community. And I think he is a hero.
Three people have been arrested in connection with Nix's death. Two 18-year-olds, Jameer Foster and Zaquaria Blackwell, along with 28-year-old John Morrison. Foster is charged with first-degree murder. The other two men face accessory charges. Well, starting today, adult websites may require your driver's license, and some may go dark in North Carolina. A new law meant to protect children takes effect today. The state law requires adult websites to verify ages to make sure no one under 18 is visiting. It doesn't spell out how that method of compliance should happen, and the company that owns the largest adult websites in the country would only tell us the company plans to comply, but it wouldn't say how. The law does say, though, once these websites verify the user's age, they're supposed to discard that information.
Also beginning today, the process of how teen drivers get their licenses will change. This could mean a delay in getting that next level of driver's license. Teens are now required to have their learner's permit for 9 months before being able to get their provisional license. And during the pandemic, this time was shortened to 6 months. The DMV has added 250 staffers statewide to try and cut down on wait times, so that could help. Drivers should call the DMV or go online to make an appointment. A small plane crash north of Charlotte killed the pilot. This happened in Iredell County around noon yesterday. According to Highway Patrol, this single-engine plane attempted to land at Lake Norman Airport but hit several trees and crashed into an abandoned home. The pilot was taken to a hospital where he died. Troopers identified him as Randy Mislevich. The FAA is now investigating.
I want to turn our attention back now to our New Year's Eve celebrations. About a million people plus packed New York's Times Square in the Big Apple to ring in the new year. Security measures like drones and more than 1,000 officers were used as tensions remain high. Officials say there are no major incidents to report.
The town of Mount Olive celebrated the start of the new year with its annual pickle drop. Ah! There it is. The University of Mount Olive hosted the 23rd annual event. Hundreds gathered last night to count down a little early. That was at 7 p.m. And from the tower, the glowing New Year's Eve pickle descends into a giant pickle jar after the big pickle drop fireworks were on display for the crowd to enjoy.
Well, a New Year's Eve tradition got started in Nashville, North Carolina. We're talking about the brand new egg drop. Instead of a ball, the community cheered as a giant egg was lowered from a crane at 7 p.m. The event was sponsored by Braswell Family Farms. The egg is an ode to the farm's 80 years in the egg business. Families were also treated to live music, fireworks, and lots of food.
Well, time now, 8:10 on your New Year's Day. Record-breaking migrant numbers at the U.S. border. We'll take a closer look at the highest monthly total in over two decades.
Also, an addiction psychiatrist highlights the health benefits of participating in Dry January. We'll explain coming up.
And as we head into our new year, thankfully at this point looks like pretty good travel weather today. Maybe just a couple isolated showers by Thursday. That is the system, though, that we're going to time out and talk more about when we could see that rain coming in after the break.
Welcome back. 8:13 on your January 1st, 2024. Happy New Year. You are looking live at Fenton and Cary. You're watching WREL News, available on Hulu and the WREL app on your TV or streaming device. Well, it is a beautiful start to 2024. A couple clouds in the sky, but it's feeling pretty nice out there. Meteorologist Anthony Baglione with us this morning with a look over Southern Pines, Anthony.
Yeah, Michelle, I managed to find just a little bit of that sunshine trying to peek through here. One of our cameras, of course, a beautiful shot in Southern Pines. Of course, that grass looks like it is loving the rainfall that we have seen at least the past couple of weeks. It's been pretty quiet the past couple of days. Let's talk about where we head. There's the cloud cover. We're going to see that stick with us for probably the next couple of hours. We put on our low-cloud satellite, mainly from the triangle to the south is where we're seeing the better coverage. But notice it kind of fills in a little bit on the end of this frame. Where we are seeing this come from is a cold front that's currently back to our west. It's going to bring some clouds today and really come through without much fanfare, which is good for travel. We feel like 39 in Raleigh-Durham, the actual air temperature in the low 40s, feeling like the freezing mark still as you get close to Southern Pines, 36 in Fayetteville. Just a little bit of a breeze, but it's not going to be enough, I don't think, to make it feel freezing throughout the day today. Like yesterday, once the sun came up, kind of warmed things up just a bit. It felt pretty nice in the afternoon. 53 is where we go by 2 o'clock, and then dropping into the 40s by the time we get to this evening. Wide view shows that cold front. We also have a warm front to our north around Washington, D.C., kind of where you get in between those fronts. They're dealing with some rain, some snow back toward the Ohio and Tennessee Valley right now. We're not going to be dealing with any moisture with it. Our atmosphere is very dry. Any rainfall that would fall through, it kind of gets absorbed, if you will, like a sponge. That front kind of comes on through and it will drag the cloud cover out of here by the time we get through this afternoon. There's a good look for you. You can see very clearly where the front is as it gets to about 5 o'clock. Behind it, we get a cloud cover out. We get some sunshine back in the forecast for tomorrow, and then it should be a good couple of days here as we start our 2024. Here's a look at rain chances the next couple of days. So nothing as far as travel problems the next little while. We get into Thursday, about a 30% chance. It's a pretty minor impact system. There could be a few light showers coming on through. Here's one model's depiction, and there are several that we look at. This one usually does a pretty good job. The bulk of any and all rainfall would be off of our coast. If this shifts at all, we could see that get pushed closer to our neck of the woods. What I'll say at this point is isolated rain chances mainly south of the triangle, and then a better chance for everyone into next weekend. We're at 51 on our Tuesday, 55 Wednesday. There's that slight rain chance. And then, guys, as we head to Saturday, that would be the better day of picking up on some showers.
Anthony, thanks. It's been a record-setting month at the U.S.-Mexico border as authorities encountered more than 225,000 migrants. That Homeland Security data is the highest monthly total recorded in more than 20 years. Cities all across the U.S. are struggling to keep up. For months, Texas Governor Greg Abbott bussed thousands of migrants to New York, Chicago, and Denver. This welcome comes at a cost.
When you're talking about 10% of the budget to allocate for cities on this, that's unsustainable. When we have every single hotel room in the city full of migrants that have arrived, that's unsustainable.
Some smaller municipalities have passed ordinances to try to stop the drop-offs, while the mayors of so-called sanctuary cities are asking the federal government for help.
The war between Israel and Hamas continues on as we head into the new year. Sirens continued to be heard throughout central and southern Israel on Sunday as rockets were fired from Gaza. Hamas says the attack was in response to what they call massacres against civilians in Gaza. The stated goal of Israel's military is to eliminate Hamas, which is the Palestinian militant group behind the surprise assault on Israeli towns that started this war back on October 7th. Israeli citizens continue to call on Hamas to release Israeli hostages to end the war.
Well, some applesauce products that were recalled may still be on store shelves in certain cities and stores. The FDA says by December 13, certain pouches like the linked to potential lead poisoning were still available to buy at Dollar Tree stores in several states. The agency received another report on December 19 that the products may still be on shelves at Family Dollar stores as well. The CDC is also investigating this outbreak. The agency says it has received more than 250 reports from health departments across 34 states.
Investigators believe a fire at a Charlotte hotel was likely caused by what they call carelessly discarded smoking materials. At least 90 firefighters responded to a multi-alarm fire at this hotel in southeast Charlotte on Saturday. This is a look at the scene. It was the Golden Green Hotel. The battalion chief reported the fire was contained to one room on the third floor, and the man who was in the room where the fire reportedly started told reporters that an outlet in his room sparked the fire while he was in the shower. The Charlotte Fire Department said electrical failure was not completely eliminated.
One person is seriously injured and three people are displaced after a fire at a Harnett County home. Buies Creek firefighters were called to a mobile home on Randall Lane just before 1 Sunday morning. One person was injured and taken to UNC Chapel Hill Burn Center. A dog also died in that fire. The investigation into what caused it is ongoing. Well, two people are hurt in a New Year's Eve shooting at a Walmart in Michigan. It happened in the city of Wyoming near Grand Rapids, Michigan. Officials say there was an altercation between two people that led to at least 10 shots being fired. A man authorities believe was targeted was shot and another woman hurt. Both of them were treated for non-life-threatening injuries.
A video on social media appears to show Panthers owner David Tepper throwing a drink on a Jaguars fan beneath his box. This happened near the end of Carolina's 26-0 loss at Jacksonville. You can see it here. Tepper's reaction came after rookie Bryce Young threw an interception with less than 3 minutes left to play. It is unclear whether Tepper was reacting to something said to him or the latest miscue for the team with the NFL's worst record.
Well, President Joe Biden and First Lady Dr. Jill Biden brought in the new year in St. Croix, and it took a moment to address the nation, the First Lady encouraging people to be kind.
I think it's what I would always tell my students. Be positive, be optimistic, and be kind to one another. Happy New Year.
The president also took the opportunity to highlight the accomplishments of his administration and wish the public a healthy, happy, and safe New Year.
The town of Salemburg, North Carolina, rang in the new year early with a heart drop. This is the second year for this new tradition. At 7 p.m., the heart dropped, followed by fireworks. There were food trucks, games, and a DJ. And this new tradition comes from the town's tagline, Small Town, Big Heart. And over in Southern Pines, a large crowd gathered for their pine cone drop at 8 p.m. last night. This is video from the event, and you can see so many families were out for this big celebration.
Well, Holliston native, star of AGT, star of The Voice as well, Brooke Simpson joining Dan Haggerty and Ashley Rowe during WRL's first night celebration coverage. Her music has taken her from right here in North Carolina to across the country and all over the world. Simpson highlighted her eventful 2023.
Your talent, your music has taken you all over to the West Coast, to Broadway, and then all over the country. You have had such a year.
Let's not forget one of your grandest accomplishments, hosting this show about 6 years ago.
Absolutely,
let's
honey,
not forget.
Top tier, top of the list. Yes. I mean, I can't believe it's been 6 years ago, but this past year has been incredible. I got to tour Europe for the first time with the funk band Scary Pockets, as well as touring the world with the Broadway musical 1776. And it's just been the adventure of a lifetime, getting to play iconic places like the Kennedy Center and whatnot. So it's been awesome. And now I'm just excited to be home, spending time with family, bringing in the new year and recording new music.
Yeah, we enjoyed seeing her in 1776 at DPEC. And by the way, she hosted First Night with us, Catherine Brown, a former WRL alum, and me back in 2016-17. It was a thrill to have her on the show that night. Michelle?
Oh, that's amazing. And the new year has arrived. So has Dry January, which was created to encourage people to give up alcohol for the month. Dr. Akhil Anand says that January gives people the chance to not only take a break from drinking, but to also reflect. So what are some of the health benefits that you may notice? Well, Dr. Anand says that going sober can help improve your mood, energy levels, cholesterol, and blood pressure. You also may lose weight and get some better sleep as well.
Well, couples all across the country raced to Vegas to get married on the last day of the year. Now, part of the reason they wanted to marry on 12/31/23 or 1/2/3/1/2/3. Some people are calling days like this a magical date. The most recent popular date was February 22nd, 2022.
Special dates always bring in extra people. So last year, 2/22/22 was really big. 2/20/22 was really big. Before that, 10/10/20 was huge, even though it was in the middle of a pandemic. And 7/7/7 was our biggest day of all time, where we did almost 4,500 weddings in one day.
Wow. Wedding experts are watching to see if the date could be a record setter.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good morning and happy new year. Time now is 8:26 on your January 1st. I'm Michelle McConaughey. New year, same weather. Meteorologist Anthony Baglione with a look outside our WRAL studios. It is shaping up to be a nice day.
It is, yeah. Happy New Year to all of you at home, too. Yeah, not much change as far as the weather is concerned. It's still chilly out there. This, of course, is our studio tower camera. Beautiful shot. You can kind of see the clouds just pushing on along. Some of the low-level winds, if you will, are pretty brisk right now up in the atmosphere. We do have some sunshine, though, peeking through, and that will be the case as we go through today. Some cloud cover, some sunshine coming in, and then a lot more sunshine as we head into tomorrow. We're at 41 is what it actually is in Raleigh-Durham. The feels-like value, though, down into the upper 30s. 40 degrees there, the feels-like value in Clinton, same as the actual air temp. We go through today feeling like the 52, 53 degree reading you see there by about 2 o'clock, and then into this evening dropping back into the mid to upper 40s, Michelle, so pretty calm today.
All right, thanks, Anthony. One person is hurt after a crash in Northeast Raleigh. The WRL Breaking News Tracker got this video from the scene. It happened on North Raleigh Boulevard and Westinghouse Boulevard near the 440 and 401 interchange. The person involved is expected to be okay. And the new year is here. People are winding down after their celebrations, including the iconic acorn drop in downtown Raleigh. This was part of WRL's First Night Raleigh. Tens of thousands of people gathered on Fayetteville Street to celebrate the start of the new year. Next on Fox 50, North Carolina has a brand new millionaire. We'll tell you about the Clinton woman that won big as the clock struck midnight.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
It is calm and a bit cloudy for us as we head out this morning for the first day of 2024. Coming up, we're going to talk about our forecast as we head through the rest of today.
The busy holiday travel season here at RDU is wrapping up, but we still have some time while people are flying out after spending time with their family here at RDU. We'll give you a look at the situation and checking in on those cancellations and delays.
And have you ever wondered why so many of us try and start forming new habits on this day, New Year's Day? We'll take a closer look at the science behind resolutions. There is a method to the madness, as Ken Smith likes to say. A lot of people like to make these resolutions. It's a real thing. So we're going to look into that coming up. But thanks for sticking with us on your January 1st, 2024. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Ken Smith. It's a clean slate.
It
brand
is.
New year.
Yes.
Looking forward to it. Let's welcome meteorologist Anthony Baglioni into our conversation. You're looking at the big picture and how it's affecting our weather list later this week.
Yeah, we have a cold front that's going to come through later on today. And what it's doing this morning is just kind of pushing in some cloud cover for us. It's by no means going to be a straight cloud-filled kind of dreary day, if you will. It's going to be pretty nice out there, I think, as we head through the afternoon. We do just have those clouds out ahead of the cold front. It adds some lift to the atmosphere, and that leads to the moisture condensing and getting us the cloud cover. It's currently, though, just approaching our viewing area. The Futurecast is trying to, and even satellite, trying to pick out some moisture. That is showing the cold front, but our air is too dry. So likely what's happening is that rainfall is falling into the dry air and evaporating, so we're not seeing it here at the ground. A live look right now, some of that cloud cover around our WRAL studio tower camera. 39 is what it feels like in Raleigh, 38 currently in Goldsboro. It's chilly. We're at 37 in Roxboro, 36 is what it feels like in Fayetteville. Coming up this afternoon, we're going to be at 53 at 2 o'clock, 52 later on into the afternoon. Here in just a few minutes, though, make sure to stick with us. We're going to talk about our next couple of storm systems that could bring some potential rainfall, guys.
But thanks. Crews made quick work of the cleanup in downtown Raleigh after a big party to celebrate and ring in the new year. Yeah, that was the iconic acorn drop ringing in 2024 at midnight. It was part of WRAL's First Night Raleigh celebration. Tens of thousands of people gathered on Fayetteville Street to celebrate the start of this new year. It was an exciting night for the crowd with live music, amusement rides, food vendors, and art exhibits lining the streets.
We really didn't have any plans, so we're like, why not just come? It's our first time here, so I like that, yeah.
And how would you explain the energy you're standing around here?
It's very upbeat. You know, everyone's having a good time, talking to people, you know. So, yeah, so it's a good environment.
This is our first time seeing here. It's really good. The mood is good. The celebration, the festive party is good. It's really nice.
Of course, New Year's Eve couldn't be complete without fireworks. The crowd was wowed by this big, spectacular light show right after the acorn drop.
Absolutely beautiful. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. All right, let's take a live look at RDU, the airport, wrapping up a very busy holiday travel season. WRAL's Laura Levine is at the airport to explain how last year was a record-breaking year for RDU.
Passengers are taking off in 2024, heading home after the holidays. Here at RDU, we're only seeing a handful of delays here on the board. And behind me, well, short lines at TSA. But over the next couple of hours, that could change. Check out some of the sweet moments we captured with those long hugs as families said goodbye to their loved ones. RDU also saying goodbye to 2023 after a bustling holiday travel period. The airport expected to close out the year with strong passenger traffic after a year of announcing new airlines, adding new destinations, and welcoming more passengers than we have seen since pre-pandemic. We're talking about 2019. More than 403,000 people were projected to travel through TSA over the holiday season between December 18th and tomorrow, January 2nd. That means RDU would serve about 22.5% more passengers than the same period last year. RDU also hired more staff and increased the number of guest experience ambassadors during those peak travel periods to make sure they could accommodate a lot of that traffic. You should expect to see more of them here today as well. We'll continue to monitor those cancellations and delays throughout the day. Laura Levine, WRAL News at RDU.
One person is hurt after a crash in Northeast Raleigh. WRAL's breaking news tracker got this video from that scene. It happened on North Raleigh and Westinghouse Boulevards near the 440-401 interchange. The person involved is expected to be okay.
The Greensboro community is mourning the death of a police officer shot and killed while off duty. A growing memorial at the Greensboro Police Department honors Sergeant Philip Dale Nix. Police say Nix witnessed a crime happening at a Sheetz on Saturday. That's when he approached the suspects. He was shot and he died at the hospital. The department's social media post says Nix worked many assignments, including criminal investigations, as a detective, a patrol sergeant, and most recently supervisor of the Family Victims Unit. Nix was also a team leader for the peer support team for more than 12 years.
I think it shows the dedication of our police officers, whether they are on duty or off duty, that they are always focused on protecting our community and serving our community. And I think he is a hero.
Three people have been arrested in connection with Nix's death. Two 18-year-olds, Jameer Foster and Zaquaria Blackwell, along with 28-year-old John Morrison. Foster is charged with first-degree murder. The other two men face accessory charges.
Well, the impact of Sergeant Nix's death is being felt by law enforcement agencies all across the state. A lone police car and wreath stand as a memorial in honor of the fallen officer outside police headquarters today in Greensboro. People from all over have been coming by paying their respects. That includes members of an organization dedicated to helping families of officers who have died in the line of duty.
I just want to give our deepest condolences and prayers and thoughts to the officer's family, as well as the department here in Greensboro, because we know that this heartache is going to be hard. Like I said, with the holidays being here and now it's a new year, you know, we want them to know that our thoughts and prayers are with them.
The Greensboro Police Department plans to share ways the public can help Sergeant Nix's family in the coming days.
Starting today, adult websites may require your driver's license, while others may go dark in North Carolina. A new law meant to protect children goes into effect today. The state law requires adult websites to verify ages to make sure no one under 18 visits. It does not spell out the method for that, and the company that owns the largest adult websites in the country would only tell us they'll comply, but not how they'll comply. The law does say, though, that once these websites verify the user's age, they are supposed to discard that information.
And Michelle, also starting today, the process of how teen drivers get their driver's license will change. That could mean a delay in getting to the next level of this process. Teens are now required to have their learner's permit for 9 months before being able to get their provisional license. Now, during the pandemic, this time was shortened to 6 months. The DMV adding 250 staffers statewide to try to cut down on wait time, so that could help. Drivers should call the DMV or go online to get an appointment.
And then beginning tomorrow, changes coming to hospital visitor policies in the Triangle. This all comes as more patients in North Carolina hospitals are being treated for flu than the COVID-19. At Wake Med Hospital's waiting rooms, visitors must be at least 12 years old. At UNC hospitals, visitors must be 11 years old, and masks are strongly recommended there. And beginning on Wednesday, Duke hospitals are limiting visitors to two at a time per patient. Children under 12 are not allowed to visit unless a provider gave them prior approval.
You won't want to make a note of this today. Some grocery stores will be closed today for the holiday. Grocery stores including Aldi's, Costco, Sam's Club, and Trader Joe's all closed today. Public stores will have adjusted hours. Pharmacy chains like Rite Aid, CVS, and Walgreens will also have limited hours. Well, one lucky North Carolina woman is Powerball's first millionaire of the new year. This is Pamela Bradshaw from Clinton. She won $1 million in the Powerball First Millionaire of the Year drawing. Her win became the second year in a row a North Carolinian won $1 million on New Year's Eve in the Powerball promotion. Bradshaw won a trip to New York in a second chance drawing and became one of five Powerball winners chosen nationally for a New Year's Eve drawing that she won. She said she would love to buy a new home with that money.
Oh, congratulations to her. And you could start 2024 by becoming a multimillionaire. The jackpot for tonight's Powerball drawing is $810 million. No one matched all the numbers for the big prize on Saturday night. You can watch the numbers drawn live on WREL right before our 11 o'clock news.
We're coming up on 8:40 now. Millions of Americans are getting pay raises starting today. We'll tell you how much coming up.
Plus, it's our time to focus on our resolutions for 2024. We'll take a look at the science behind it coming up as well.
And as we head to break, we're going to take you outside one more time, give you a live look at Clinton, courtesy of the WREL Live Cam Network. Meteorologist Anthony Baglione tracking our chances for rain later this week. Welcome back at 8:43. A pleasant good morning to our loyal viewers down there in Goldsboro. You're waking up to partly cloudy sky this morning, similar to what many of us are experiencing when we look out our windows. Let's welcome in meteorologist Anthony Baglione into our conversation, and you're tracking what's going to be another chilly morning here.
Yeah, certainly chilly to start for us, Kim, but as we go through the day itself, I think on the whole, it's going to feel pretty comfortable as we head here into our New Year's Day. Good morning to all of you. Let's talk about what we're seeing out there. This is our tower camera in southeast Wake County, kind of overlooking the horizon. You can see definitely the cloud cover locked in for us this morning. That's helping to keep temperatures a little bit warmer than where they could be, but they're still chilly across the board. We look at where the clouds are showing up on satellite, especially across North Carolina. We get back toward the mountains. There may be a little bit of a break here showing up at the end of that frame, but it starts to fill back in. We're going to keep that with us for today. It will not be straight cloudy, but it's not going to be straight sunny like tomorrow, where I have sunshine for the entire day. We have a cold front coming through. You can see it draped here down toward the south. That's going to work its way through probably over the next hour or two. Once it does, it'll take some of that cloud cover with it, push it off to shore, and we should start to make some progress in that regard. We feel like the upper 30s for most of us, 41 is what the feels like temperatures in Clinton, 32 in Southern Pines. It's not a huge wind chill factor, but there's just enough wind to kind of make it feel a little bit colder than what the actual air temperature is out there. We go through the day itself, 53, the high temperature. Right around lunchtime, likely right about 50, partly to mostly cloudy skies is what we'll call it today. Again, tomorrow we should have a lot more sunshine. We take future cast ahead. It takes the cold front here off to the coast as we go into about 5-6 o'clock or so. You saw that kind of quick blip of some green. We are dry. There could be a quick shower as you head toward the coast. Most of that is not going to materialize. 5 o'clock this afternoon, looking good. There's that back edge of the cold front, and then we will see mostly clear skies tonight and then a good amount of sunshine for us tomorrow. Rain chances remain low until we get into next weekend. There's a slight chance there as we head Thursday at 30%. As we head into our Saturday next weekend, it jumps up to about a 50% chance. We're going to watch that and fine tune that as we get closer, but it does look like there's some pretty good indications that rain will be a likelihood on Saturday. We need it, which would be good. 51 on Tuesday, we go to 55 on Wednesday. There's that slight chance of a few showers. We drop to 49 by the time we get to our Friday, so a little bit chilly there. And then that next system could be a little bit more potent, bringing in the rainfall, guys, for Saturday into Sunday.
All right. Thanks, Anthony. Hundreds of migrants arrived by plane to the Chicago-Rockford International Airport early on Sunday. The flight from Texas carried about 355 migrants. Officials say the migrants were immediately boarded onto buses headed toward the city. It is unclear if more flights are on the way. Right now, there are nearly 15,000 people staying in 27 shelters across the city. Local Chicago officials have been begging the federal government for help with the crisis.
The Seal Beach Pier is back open in Orange, California this morning. You can see here this area received a lot of flooding over the weekend. Flood advisories were issued for beaches all along the Southern California coast. It's all because of heavy rainfall, a lot of large waves. Waves are expected to calm throughout the day today, but not before devastating some restaurant owners like Rosie Ritchie.
The water was just coming too hard and too fast, and it was devastating for everybody. I don't know what I'm going to find when I go in there next, so I'm praying that it's not much, but if it is a lot, it's going to be hard. It's going to be difficult.
Yeah, Richie says this is the second time in less than a year her restaurant is flooded. The National Weather Service predicts more waves next weekend, reaching as high as 20 feet.
Millions of people are getting a pay bump starting today. Nearly half of all states are increasing their minimum wage this 2024. North Carolina, sadly, not one of them. Right now, the minimum wage in our state is $7.25, which is currently the lowest wage that can be paid according to federal labor law. Pope Francis used his traditional Sunday blessing to reflect on 2023. The Pope offered prayers for what he referred to as the tormented Ukrainian people and the Palestinian and Israeli populations, the Sudanese people, and many others. Pope Francis also said the faithful feel so much love, so much gratitude, so much admiration for the late Pope Benedict, who died last year on New Year's Eve. He then asked people to give the late Pope Benedict a round of applause.
Holliston native, star of AGT, and of course The Voice, Brooke Simpson, joining Dan Haggerty and Ashley Rowe during WREL's first night Raleigh coverage. Her music has taken her from right here in North Carolina to stages all across the country and the world. Simpson let us in on what we can expect from her in 2024.
You did Netflix. You did Broadway. What's next for 2024?
Right now, I am just trying to finally sit still after touring for almost 2 years straight now. And I'm just ready to record an album. So I've finally gotten back into studio, and I'm just excited to share with the world what I've been writing while on tour this whole time.
Oh, we were getting ready to go on air, and you mentioned that this is the longest you've been home consecutively in a while.
In years.
Anything about North Carolina that you missed the most that you were like, I got to get this in?
Oh my gosh. I mean, the family, the people, the Southern hospitality, the food. Ugh. Nothing compares to North Carolina food. North Carolina barbecue is top tier. But yeah, there's just something that always hits different about North Carolina. And no matter where I go in the world, in the country, North Carolina will always be home and will always have a special place in my heart.
Well, many of you who've watched our coverage over the years know that Brooke hosted the first night celebration coverage with Katherine Brown and me about 6 years ago. It was a thrill having her on the show.
Wow, that's amazing. All right, well, New Year's Day, Ken, this is a time for making resolutions. WREL spoke to some folks ahead of WREL first night rally to see what they want to accomplish this year.
Probably just trying to get more active and get outside more. I feel like I did a lot less of that this year, so I want to get back into it.
I want to try and volunteer more.
I hope to accomplish to get better at soccer in 2024.
Toys.
So I opened me a group home. I know I want to open up a dog shelter, and I see myself owning the food truck.
Some amazing, amazing resolutions. As people prepare to kickstart their resolutions, have you ever wondered why many of us try to start forming new habits on January 1st? Laura Cantor takes a closer look at the science behind resolutions.
You're probably familiar with the saying, New Year, New Me. And with 2023 in the history books, it's time to focus on our resolutions for 2024.
Probably to stop procrastinating on things.
I'm going to try to be more organized.
Work on self-improvement.
But while resolutions vary from person to person, people have been crafting them for thousands of years. According to Danny Weathers of Clemson University, people see the new year as a fresh start to their lives. And by starting to pursue their goals on January the 1st, they can keep up the new behaviors day to day until they've developed a streak.
A streak is a way to perform a behavior. If you want to be in better health, you may start a running streak or an exercise streak. The idea for many people is that a streak will then become a habit, and it's something that they would do without much thought.
While trying to build new habits can be difficult, Weathers says the streaks we set may help us better follow through with our resolutions.
People feel pressure to keep up their streaks. It's a bigger goal, and people like to achieve goals. So we have the daily behavior is a short-term goal. Maintaining the streak is a longer-term goal. So people are motivated for that reason.
But in order to set yourself up for a successful streak,
when you start a streak, you have to define what the behavior is. So for example, running at least 1 mile, you put this parameter on that behavior. And you have to do it at least once every calendar day.
Ah, that was Laura Cantor reporting. Now, New Year's is a time for celebrations, and one Marvel actor has a particular reason to celebrate this January 1st. David Daniel has that and more in today's Hollywood Minute.
It's a lot, really.
It's been 1 year since Jeremy Renner was nearly killed in a freak accident near his Nevada home. After 12 months of surgeries, therapy, and healing, he's marking the anniversary with a new musical diary. On Instagram, Renner called the album a story of life, death, recovery, all things learned along the way. Wait is due out today.
I've never been presumptuous about dreams.
Taylor Swift ended the year by setting one more record, most weeks by a solo artist at number one on the Billboard 200 album chart. 1989 Taylor's version just gave Swift her 68th week atop the chart, passing Elvis Presley.
I was the only Mormon in the United States Navy that wore a Star of David. Guys, what the hell you got on as I'm the sheriff of the ship?
Legendary stand-up comedian Shecky Green has died. His wife tells the Las Vegas Review-Journal Green died early Sunday at his home in that city. Green was a Vegas headliner for nearly 60 years, working with everyone from Frank Sinatra to Elvis Presley. He was also a frequent guest on late-night talk shows, guest-starred in TV series, and appeared in movies. Shecky Green was 97. In Hollywood, I'm David Daniel.
And before we head to break, here's a look at your winning lottery numbers. We'll get another check on weather next.